This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the second hour of this Christmas Eve edition of the show. Coming up, we'll talk about Slaughterbots. Bonnie's got a story about that. It doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but we'll get into it. And you can bring up anything that's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. If you're just tuning in, Chris has been telling us about a bizarre story tying gambling into copyright law and why in the UK the House of Lords is, or at least some of the members of the House of Lords, are saying that they need to update copyright law to somehow stop people from recording their own feeds of sports games, which is allegedly being used, that technology, to feed into gamblers who can get a feed of a game before they can watch it on television, like just a couple seconds before they could see it live on television. Because I don't know if the UK is anything like what is going on here in the US, but the US, these companies that run these games, they have to put a delay in, because if someone says the F word, then the FCC can come after them.
Ooh.
And so they have to be able to hit the dump button, basically,
that,
on these
games. That
might
add additional leniency.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Right.
Yeah.
So somebody's paying, some big-time gamblers are paying good money to hire a drone operator to fly drones over stadiums and get their own personal feeds so they can place bets. And so now the government gang's talking about stepping in.
Yeah, this is what they're saying. This is not legitimate betting, to which I certainly have no objection. This is foul play, and it must be stopped. One way of doing so would be to give the race courses copyright in all pictures.
Wow.
So that at least the droners paid up out of their ill-gotten. So it doesn't even solve the problem that they just
wanted to pay.
Right.
Wow.
Another would be make... This is just a cash grab. Another would be to make...
Well, isn't that all copyright is, essentially?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Definitely a cash grab. Another would be to make such filming of sporting events a criminal offense.
That's terrible.
It really
That's
is.
Stupid.
Copyright law to tackle drones. Too risky? While various speakers painted a grim picture, it was left to the Lord Callanan to highlight why changes to copyright law are not the appropriate response to the perceived problem. Sporting performances are not considered intellectual creation, since the rules of sport leave only limited room for real creative freedom, he said. Which makes a lot of sense, because that's kind of the whole argument of copyright.
As you are protecting creators.
Creative works. Yep. Proposals to have sporting performances protected by copyright provisions raise grave concerns about the development of sport. For instance, if an athlete were able to protect their performance or an aspect of it from being copied by other athletes. That kind of makes a good point. I mean, I guess if you've got a certain play or something like that, in theory, I guess they could copyright it and then, or something of that nature.
Teams in the future wouldn't be able to try it.
Yeah, I guess you'd be prevented from like having certain plays. Like,
it doesn't. I mean, that's not going to fly.
The specific footwork can be done again.
The sports team owners are not going to stand for that.
I could just see so many problems with this. Like, I could see them passing something like this, and then all of a sudden, one team trying to claim copyright on like their play or something, and then the other team
gets
won't
arrested.
Be able to. And, yeah, right. Like it sounds
you
insane,
caught the ball in the same way that Joe Montana, you know,
the whatever. Cheerleaders aren't allowed to do the same cheers.
Right?
We could ridiculous. See. That's never. I just can't believe that would ever happen.
I have a hard time.
There's
imagining
too much
it, but
money in this that like the sports team owners are tied in with the government. Remember, if the UK is anything like the US. Then the taxpayers are paying for these stadiums. These sports team owners in the U.S. are buddy-buddy with the politicians, and that's how they get, you know, $500 million to build a new stadium in any given city. It's almost always the taxpayers that are you know, on the hook for building these sports centers, which then these privately owned teams make money on.
Yep.
So the odds that these politicians who are owned by these sports teams, owners basically, are going to do anything to spite these sports teams, never.
The economic benefit to our city is going to be significant. We're all going to do well because of this.
Not if they pass a copyright law. The sports teams don't want that to happen.
Well, what about the threat of a few people getting a two-second advantage in these bets?
Yeah, I mean, the sports teams themselves, I don't think they got a... Unless they're doing gambling on the games themselves, I don't think they really have a horse in the race, so to speak. So I don't think that they would care. It would probably benefit them to have a copyright on the game.
I mean, the argument here, I think, would be that wouldn't they then benefit from being able to sell their rights or reduce the diminishment
I think the sports teams would probably support copywriting, like owning the footage, but they wouldn't want to own, like, you know, they wouldn't want to allow people to own different plays.
I think that would be more of an accident as a result of the law passing.
Unintended consequence.
And anything else. Let's see here. We can see how many difficulties would be caused by going down that route. As Lord Callanan explained, the owner of the copyright in sports footage is held by the person who films it, since they have creative control over how the event is filmed. Changes to copyright law to have events directly protected under copyright law would represent a reversal. The person who filmed it would hold no rights, since they would be held by the organizers or even the participants. Furthermore, there are already mechanisms in place to deal with the highlighted problems when they break the law. Illegal gambling can be dealt with by the Gambling Commission, for example, which importantly doesn't share the views in the House. So the Gambling Commission, which
is
the regulator.
I mean, what's illegal about this? And there's nothing. Look, I don't know what the law is over in the UK.
It doesn't make sense because, again, you could be in the stadium itself, you know, watch with your own two eyes. What
difference
does it make?
Just make it illegal to fly a drone over the stadium, if anything.
Well, that's the thing. I suspect that may already be illegal. I don't know. Again, we don't live there. We don't know what the laws are. Well, this isn't legal advice.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
you know, it's not there. Arguably, it is the airspace that belongs to the stadium, so they should be able to keep things out from their airspace they don't want there.
Yeah, I mean, this is an issue where in the U.S. it would be the FAA that regulates it. Mm-hmm. But also,
it's a property rights question. I mean, let's take the FAA out of this. Let's just say the government is abolished tomorrow. Let's go into Liberty Land, right, where there's you know, anarchy or whatever you want to call it, and there's no FAA anymore. How high above your facility do you have a legitimate property claim? Because obviously, like, if there's a helicopter flying right above this house, it's going to be really noisy, right? It's going to be a real distraction.
Yeah.
But some people would argue, well, you don't own the space above your house. Others would say you own all the way to the moon, you know, above your house.
Right,
and someone else might say, well, you can homestead the amount of space. So if you build, like, a big antenna, then you own all the way up to the top of that. So there's no real, like, firm answer on this, but I don't think most people would agree that a helicopter should just be able to, like, float over your house at any time that it damn well pleases, you know, 5 feet above your roof line, right? Most people would agree that is going to disturb the peace of the person who is within that dwelling.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably a tricky thing to answer. I mean, on the one hand, it's like, well, okay, if you own it, then you have some sort of obligation, if you so wish, to protect it, right? And then the question becomes, well, how does one protect their airspace, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But presumably, yeah. I mean, you know, if you're flying high enough above a property, and you can't protect it and you can't control it, then yeah.
Right. Well, I agree with you. If you're flying high enough, I think most people would not find that objectionable.
Right.
But how is too high?
An airplane flying over our house, you know, however many miles above they normally do, isn't a problem. But yeah,
ammunition reach it?
Yeah. Well, if your ammunition can't reach it, then you don't own it.
Well, and also, if you're shooting into the air, you're then putting other people
that
at risk.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, I'm not advocating people start shooting at airplanes. And if you did it right now, you'd actually be committing a felony.
Well, whatever you're doing, you're putting other people at risk, because what goes up comes down, and so therefore, whatever you shoot into the air is going to come down.
Right.
Possibly could kill someone.
Or if you shot the helicopter down, it might land on your own house.
Yeah, I mean, that would be interesting karma.
Yeah.
But the question is, how high is high enough? Okay, so this is where people are going to disagree at some point of how high. And so I think that most people would say, look, it's the stadium's space. They should be able to make that decision as to whether or not drones should be there. And it doesn't need to be a copyright law. So I think there's more afoot here than just, oh, let's keep the drones away. This is about giving rights to some owners, I think, of these sports teams.
And then what do you do about the people with the Zoom cameras from a building nearby, right? Like,
there's always something.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And it is an open phone show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. We are here live on Christmas Eve. We'll be here Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Throughout the holidays, we're with you every single day, 7 to 10 at night Eastern. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And we're helping out the folks over at Give Directly. It's the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. What they do is they locate recipients who are in serious need, and they use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. And in the last decade, Give Directly has helped over 1 million people and have sent over $400 million to those folks. It's amazing. And research has shown that giving cash to people living in poverty, and we're talking about, like, you've got to walk 5 miles to get to potable water kind of poverty. We're not talking about American poverty here where people are fat. We're talking about real poverty. And it can drive positive changes like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, that cash allows people to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations, donors thousands of miles away, choosing for them. So if that's what you prefer, we agree, and we're matching up to $30,000 total in donations. If you go to give.freetalklive.com, you can help people that are in serious need over in Kenya, in Kilifi and Bemet counties in Kenya. Once again, that's give.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Kami Sarah. She's on the line calling from New Mexico. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, yes. Merry Christmas. I'm so happy you guys have this show on every day.
Thanks.
But I just want to mention that from people that have visited Cuba, there were no billboards like those ones that we've seen driving through the freeway. I don't think there are no advertisement at all, because I guess all of the businesses and services are state-owned. So
That's from what we've heard, that's starting to change in the last decade or so in Cuba.
There's also some advertising that goes on by the state of its, like, kind of like copying capitalist countries, but it definitely isn't the same kind of billboards that you would see in the United States, that's for sure.
State propaganda.
Yeah, I don't even know if they have billboards at all. But
you know, it's too bad Mark isn't allowed to be on the air with us because of the stupid Crypto 6 bail conditions. He's prohibited from, I'm technically prohibited from talking with him, but he actually did visit Cuba.
Did he?
Within the last couple of years, I think it was, and he said, said the women were very beautiful and he had a good time while he was there, but there's definitely some more market reforms that have been put into place there, Sarah. When did your friends visit?
I don't know, maybe this might have been maybe 25 years ago or so.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. Okay. So let's fast forward to post Fidel Castro, after Fidel Castro, left his position as dictator there and ultimately died. His brother took over, Raul Castro, who he is now no longer in that particular leadership, if you want to call it that, role, and somebody else is now. And so over the last two decades, what you've seen in Cuba from the reports that, we've seen, I have not been there myself and neither of you, so we can just go by what people tell us. And the word is, because people were so poor, because they were so impoverished by communism, hungry and not able to create wealth for themselves, after Fidel Castro was out of his position, his brother actually came in and started to make some changes. And, they were slow, they were small, they were baby steps in a more market direction, allowing people to make some choices for themselves, allowing, farmers to decide what to plant, allowing them to maybe keep some of what they earn. Little changes that make a huge difference in the lives of individuals over there. So you really don't know what you're talking about, as usual. And to your credit, you're going on what someone told you, which is really all you can do out of Cuba, but you haven't updated your information in more than two decades. So you really need to do a little bit of research and find out more about this and why, again, communism has failed, because it failed in Cuba and is continuing to fail in Cuba.
But you realize all of the sanctions, right, that has been imposed on
Cuba. They're bad. There's no doubt about it. And some of the things that Barack Obama got right was to roll back some of that and actually allow Americans to travel to Cuba again, because you can do that now. In fact, why don't you do that, Sarah? Why don't you go down there and see it for yourself?
I don't know what the policies are right now about traveling, but mm-hmm. I don't really have any money, but I do like the communist ideals of I might not have the opportunity to become a millionaire, but I will gladly give that up so that other people can have housing and food and Medicaid and share everything. That's more important to me.
What could you do to give other people anything if you are not willing to work?
No, I mean, I contribute in my own way. I feel like
what does that mean?
Calling this show and teaching people about communism is an important part of work.
And you should be paid for calling this show and teaching people about communism?
Well, I mean, does everything have to be about pay? I mean, the Cuban doctors work for free. They just get housing and
food. Okay, here's a better question.
They're satisfied.
Do you do any volunteer work?
Well, I mean, I feel like I'm doing volunteer work. I have done volunteer work.
Okay, let's rephrase. Have you ever worked for a homeless shelter or, you know, done anything outside of the home?
Not really.
She considers making calls to radio stations to be volunteer work.
Right, okay.
Well, yes, because we got communism here, and people don't know that we have communism here.
Oh, no, we know. Yeah. No, we are very well aware.
A lot of people don't know, but we know.
Yeah. That's true. A lot of people are in the dark. Actually, we went over the list of the Communist Manifesto, like the, I don't know if it's 10 planks or whatever it was, 11, however many it was, 12. Anyway, they've got a number of planks, and I think that we determined that more than 75% of them have been, like, full-on implemented in the United States. And that's been the case for, like, the last couple of decades. But just so you know, Sarah, I mean, according to a quick look here that I did, because, again, I have the Internet, and, you know, you can get a lot of information on the Internet. You should try it sometime. But flights from Miami to Cuba are a mere $460 for a one-hour and 20-minute flight from Miami to Cuba nonstop. I mean, this is not something that is out of your reach. I mean, you could save your money and you put away $20 a week or you know, $40 a month or something like that, and before, you know, by the end of the year, you have enough money to fly down to Cuba, and then you could just stay there.
Well, it's a good idea, but
I mean, because if you're a serious communist, you should want to go to where communism is actually, you know, on the planet, or at least some semblance of it.
It's not even like it's the only country. If Cuba, you know, doesn't work for you, there's
Venezuela.
There's Venezuela, you know. I mean, there's other places.
Well, I mean, don't you think it's more important to teach people and establish communism here in America?
No, I think communism is a terrible idea, but I will bring you back and we can talk about it here in moments. In fact, I'm curious. Now you made me curious what it costs to fly to Venezuela as well.
Is it easy to immigrate to those countries?
I don't know. That's a great question, Bonnie. Usually it's not easy to immigrate anywhere, but, you know, why wouldn't they want a new commie to come in? You'd think that they'd want to open the doors for
Sarah.
She's not trying to get out.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anyone dreaming of a white Christmas will be in for more spring-like temperatures across much of the south and east central United States. The National Weather Service saying daytime highs are likely to reach the 70s and 80s in Oklahoma and Texas, with some spots setting records for December. Christians gather in the Vatican to participate in the Christmas Eve Mass that celebrates Jesus' birth. Pope Francis delivers the opening prayer at the Mass.
È la sera del Natale. Dio si rivela, ma gli uomini non lo capiscono. Lui si fa piccolo agli occhi del mondo e noi continuiamo a ricercare la grandezza secondo il mondo.
Pope Francis will give his traditional Christmas blessing during the Christmas Day Mass at noon local time. USA Radio News. Cynthia Millen has officiated at U.S. swimming events for 30 years, but she hung up her whistle last week in protest over Penn transgender swimmer Leah Thomas and hopes others will follow her lead. Ms. Millen notifying USA Swimming of her decision in a December 17th letter, saying she realized as she packed for the U.S. Paralympic Swimming National Championships in North Carolina that she can't support this, and she pulled out of the event. The 22-year-old Thomas has smashed records in his first year competing against women after 3 years on the men's team, posting the best times in the 200 and 500 freestyle events and making a run at NCAA marks set by Olympic greats Missy Franklin and Katie Ledecky. With today being Christmas Eve, the stock markets are closed, but many banks will still have regular hours. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phone number here if you want to join us on this live Christmas Eve edition, 603-283-6160. Phones are open as always, 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. And I want to say thanks to Nathan, who is one of our amps. Nathan is joined over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com, stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get the ideas of liberty on more radio stations all around the United States and the world. We don't have any radio stations elsewhere in the world, but we do want to get people on the Internet to find us. And so the AMPS program helps us with that. You get some cool perks, too. It's over on Patreon. Just go to amps.freetalklive.com. And Nathan did a silver level, which means he's helping us for about $5 a month. So thank you for that. Definitely appreciate it. We're going to go back to Commie Sarah. She's on the line with us here, and she is lauding the Cuban state for its communism, although she admitted that she hasn't really paid attention in the last 2.5 decades because, well, she doesn't have the internet where she lives because she, I guess, chooses not to. And so, therefore, the last you heard was from a friend of yours who visited Cuba apparently more than 2 decades ago. And there's been a lot of changes in Cuba in the last 2 decades. Now, by no means is it a free market or you know, in any way a free place, but it has had a lessening of restrictions recently. That said, I'm just talking about, like, from a business perspective. There certainly are severe restrictions on the freedom of speech. Now, as a communist, Sarah, you must be against the freedom of speech, correct?
that's not my. They that's a propaganda. It's more of the economic. The communist.
That's beside the point.
They talk about freedom. It's got nothing to do with freedom. It's about economic policy.
Oh, my dear.
Billionaires and capitalists.
Sarah, that is not what it is all about. You have to understand. In order to have propaganda, you have to stop other people from propagandizing with counter information, with information that could open people's minds to other ideas like the free market. You can't stand to have a market of ideas. You can't stand to allow people to have open conversations in a complete command and control communist society. And I just want you to listen, because I know that you are completely ignorant to what's been going on in Cuba. Did you hear about the protests this summer?
No, I never heard about that.
Okay, let me inform you. All right. Now, what happened was there were protests going on this summer that were, let's call them pro-democracy protests, people that wanted to have a say in the government administration over their lives. And there were some pretty serious numbers of people went out into the streets. I don't know if you guys remember this story from over the summer. It made some headlines here in the U.S., and the Biden administration kind of took a cautious, if I recall, tone in support of the demonstrators. But there were supposed to come out again last month in November. There were plans to hit the streets again. And I just want to inform Sarah as to what actually happened in the most recent event. So here's the story. I've actually been holding on to this for a few weeks. Just one of the myriad of stories we just never got around to getting to. But I remembered, oh, yeah, we can talk about Cuba. So Cuban authorities, according to TheGuardian.com, have snuffed out protests planned by activists to call for nationwide demonstrations for democracy and for more freedom of expression. After being caught off guard by unprecedented protests in the summer, the government acted in advance to ban the demonstrations planned for Monday, ran a media campaign arguing that it was a U.S. attempt at regime change, and placed protest leaders under house arrest. So they literally went around and preemptively arrested people who they thought were involved in organizing a protest. Edel Perez, age 35, television actor, arrested in July, was prevented from leaving his house by two plainclothes security agents from the state. He said, "I feel impotent and angry. They are violating my constitutional rights," he said. Cubans posted videos of arrests on Facebook. So this is one thing that has loosened up in Cuba in the last decade or so.
They have phones.
They actually have the internet now. They actually have phones now. So unlike North Korea, where you can't get anything out unless you smuggle it out, these people can actually stream video.
So I know it's super expensive, though, relative to what people make in Cuba. So I don't know that most. I don't think most people have the cell phones still.
I don't know if it's most people, but it's enough of them.
Some people do.
It's
some
enough
minority
of them to make it so you can actually get videos of police beating people and police arresting people.
People who have outside income coming in, probably.
Yeah, that's what it takes. So they've got that. Yeah. Videos of arrests have been posted to Facebook, while activists who dared to go outside were driven away in police cars, and others were bundled into vans. Quote, acts of repudiation, unquote, in which government supporters shout revolutionary slogans at the alleged counter-revolutionaries were reported outside many protest organizers' homes. In Havana, where plainclothes state security officers were out in force, a tense calm prevailed. Though schools finally reopened after a long lockdown, many parents opted to keep their children at home. One 22-year-old university student, who didn't give his name for fear of retaliation, trekked across the Capitol looking for a protest to join. He said, "Nothing's happening." He says, "I feel satisfied for having done this, but I'm also sad about how scared people are." So it's really just a tragic story about how there were supposed to be mass protests, but the state is so effective at crushing it there, they stopped it from happening.
I think what Sarah was trying to say was that communism itself is just an economic policy, but what she doesn't understand is it can't be seen through without also, you know,
total control
and tyranny.
I want to bring Sarah back on, having heard what we've said so far. Sarah, what are your thoughts on it?
Oh, yeah, I'm on now. I was talking the whole time, but you know what? They suppress anti-government protesters, and or any of communists that were against the government here, the Rosenbergs, they executed them in the 1950s. There was a large communist party here, but if they're anti-capitalist, they would round them up.
I didn't ask you what you thought about the U.S. government. Okay, I'm going to agree with you. The U.S. government is evil. Okay, so let's take them off the table and let's talk about the actual communist government in Cuba repressing protests. You support this, right? You support arresting protesters. You support all of these actions by the communist government.
If they're capitalists, of course.
My whole point is, you say that there's freedom of speech and there's liberty and democracy. They oppress protesters and beat them up, arrest them for any kind of climate control.
We understand that, Sarah.
I think we agree on you with you on that.
We agree with you that in the United States, protesters are being oppressed here. I agree with you.
Right.
Now, let's talk about Cuba, which is the reason you called the show tonight. And we just shared information with you about what's going on in Cuba within the last 4 weeks. Now, I'd like to know what you think about it.
I don't see much of a difference. That is my whole point. So-called democracy and communism, there's not much of a difference if they're whoever's in power.
So are you in favor of what the Cuban communist state is doing to protesters?
No, I am not in favor of that, you know, but they're allowed to protest, but they're not any better. That's what the Chinese and the Russians have always said.
Now she's starting to understand that there's not true free market here either, or freedom here either. She's always calling the United States government capitalist and...
So it's not about that. It's about economic policies. Capitalism...
I'd like to know something. Okay. So let's say, you know, communism was implemented in the United States. What would you do?
Well, the whole thing is that we already have communism. It was when in the 1900s. We have pension. That's being eroded. That's gone. We have Social Security. That's going to be gone. I'm explaining to the audience that these are communism. We have to support the Russians and the Ukraine. Don't go and get killed.
Hold on. Are you saying Social Security is failing?
Well, they promised that it's going to disappear, and our pension is gone in the stock market. And
so you're saying the communist program of Social Security has failed and is failing and is going to disappear?
What I'm saying is that we have to support the Russians and support the Ukraine because, you know,
how would we support the Russians and Ukraine? She said before that she doesn't care if people die in Ukraine because Russia takes over.
It's sick. And she also said in a previous call that she supports arresting the opposition. So
arresting capitalists.
I think she's saying one thing and she would support another thing.
I still want to know what she's going to do with this workers paradise considering she doesn't work.
She's not going to do anything differently. She's going to sit at home and do nothing. Thanks for the call.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, live show here on Christmas Eve. Phones open as always. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the commies in Cuba cracking down on protests and actually stopping them successfully. It was supposed to be a massive day of protests that was going to happen last month, and it never even got off the ground. They went around and literally arrested as many of the potential protesters as they could, the people who they considered the leaders. Would be sort of preemptory kind of strikes against the protests, and they basically shut it down.
It's really sad that people who weren't, you know, the leaders and just go out anyway. But yeah, they were scared, I'm
it
sure.
It is sad. And the state gang is scary, and they rule through violence. And Sarah, if she's right about one thing, it is that the U.S. government isn't that much different from the Cuban government. Now, the U.S. government has to have, you know, they got a few more tricks up their sleeve. They have to kind of play like they support freedom of speech. So they do things like, oh, well, we'll trump up a false charge against you, like they did with our friend Footloose and a bunch of other friends for quote-unquote picketing. So they pass an illegal ordinance that bans picketing as far as, you know, holding a sign or something out in front of the governor's house. But, oh, no, it's not just for the governor's house. It's for the whole town of whatever the hell town it is that he lives in.
Newfields,
thank you, in New Hampshire. And then they hand out these tickets to people. Well, you know what happens is they're told as part of their bail conditions, you cannot go back to whatever the hell location it was. It's been a while since I've been there to the governor's address. I used to know it by recollection, but anyway, you can't go back to the governor's house until this whole thing's dealt with, right? So now you're on bail for most of a year. The guys that were arrested for picketing, that happened like literally a year ago. It was, I think, December 28th.
It's Hemlock Court. I know that.
Thank you. Yeah, 71. 71 Hemlock.
It was before you got arrested.
And, it was months before.
Yeah.
So,
like January, December?
No, it was literally the end of December. I remember because I worked on the video. I wasn't there for it, but
right.
Because we were on the air at the time. It was a candle. It was going to be a candlelight vigil. And the reason I'm bringing this up right now is because, first of all, it ties into the Cuba discussion. But secondly, I literally just got a text message from Footloose during the break saying that he was found not guilty. He was found not guilty on both counts of so-called picketing. So Footloose is one of the loudest protesters out there, and you know that if he was found not guilty, he's one of the more in-your-face, he's going to talk back to the cops, he's
going
to stand up.
Well, he's just a loudspeaker in general in every situation.
So you know if he was found not guilty, I'm going to go ahead and bet that the other nine people, or the other eight of the nine people that were also ticketed, also have been found not guilty, which includes some other listeners of this show, like Bill Domenico out of Manchester, and Will Kelly, who are great, you know, liberty activists up here. I think the one guy who hasn't gone to trial yet was the guy who was
the reporter.
And he was going to go to trial earlier this month, but he actually asked for a continuance. And that trial's now been kicked out to May.
Interesting.
But everybody else on the picketing charges has gone to trial. But the point I'm making here is the U.S. government gang, they've got to play like, oh, yeah, freedom of speech. So they can't really get away with just making a, like, raiding somebody's house and saying, we heard you were going to have a protest, you're under arrest. That's what they're doing in Cuba. So they cook up some sort of poppycock law like this, this anti-picketing thing, and then they snap you up on something they know is going to get overturned. They know it's illegal. The argument that the attorney made, the defense attorney, who's a Free Stater, Seth Hipple, he made for some of these people. He wasn't all of their attorneys, but he was most of their attorneys in this case. And he found that the actual language of the ordinance that they passed in Newfields, New Hampshire, was identical to language of other similar picketing ordinances that in decades past have been overturned as unconstitutional.
Yeah, it was so pretty funny.
They literally passed word for word an unconstitutional ordinance.
And the crazy thing about it is, even if it was constitutional at the U.S. level, that doesn't make it legal in New Hampshire.
That's true as well.
So
New Hampshire's constitution tends to be stronger.
New Hampshire doesn't have, at the state level, a law that authorizes them to pass such an ordinance at the local level, as far as we know.
But that doesn't mean that they can't get away with it.
Right? Yeah, that's
so they,
true.
They passed it, even though it was illegal.
And these people still had to spend money on
lawyers
and defending themselves in time.
Yep. And, you know, having that axe hanging over their head of bail conditions.
And the crazy thing is, the penalty was $100, if I'm not mistaken, for violating the ordinance.
Sounds right,
but in order to win, and I put winning quotes here, you have to spend $2,000 or more on a lawyer to fight your case in order to fight a $100 fine.
Yeah, and I don't know if Hipple did this one gratis or not. I'm not sure in this particular case. But
well, normally you would.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We can talk more about what happened in Cuba. Ukraine 79 is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, folks.
Hey.
What's happening?
Well, it's Christmas Eve, and here you are. Go ahead.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Thanks.
Chris, Bonnie, Ian. Love you guys. Listen to you almost every night, mostly on podcasts, unfortunately. I have a weird schedule, but just wanted to say Merry Christmas. Enjoy. Thanks for everything you guys do. That's it.
Thanks, Ukraine.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
definitely appreciate it. And did you get the BitBox yet? I'm just curious. You were our first BitBox winner.
I was, yeah. I mostly hold BCH and XMR right now,
okay.
So I have only been able to use, like, the 2FA feature on it. That's about it right now.
Got it. But you did get the unit, so that's good to know.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
Thank you. I think it was Aria. All right.
Right on. Thanks, Ukraine79. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. So talking about the Cuba crackdown on these protests, that they were so effective. The communist government crackdown that the protests never even materialized last month. Having avoided the spectacle of mass protests, the government will feel it won this round. This story from TheGuardian.com. The Biden administration, it hopes, will now conclude that the July protests were a blip, that the regime is stable, and that sanctions ought to be eased. Biden's administration has so far left all the Trump-era sanctions in place. These powerful sanctions, coupled with COVID, have halved foreign currency inflows over the last 2 years, leading to shortages of basic goods and fomenting discontent. But the desire of young Cubans for greater freedoms will not disappear. The university student who they interviewed for the story said, quote, "There will now be other attempts to march and more repression," he says. So that's the story from The Guardian. And you know, it's just a tragic story here. The people of Cuba are definitely highly repressed. And Sarah believes that this is not part and parcel of communism. I'm sorry.
She thinks it's all due to the sanctions on the U.S., which is horrible. It's so stupid that the United States is, you know, punishes other countries by not letting them trade with us. We should be allowed to trade with whoever we want to.
It's and this has always annoyed me. Like even with North Korea, like it's a terrible, you know, it's a terrible dictatorship. But at the same time, it's like they should be able to trade with whoever they want.
It's not the people's fault,
right?
But
people are victims of the dictatorship.
Right. I would still say that Sarah is wrong in thinking that communism in Cuba would work if it wasn't for the sanctions.
Yeah, well, that's stupid. That's what they always say. Whether it's Venezuela, whether it's North Korea, you name it, it's the official position of the dictators, right? Because whenever the dictators are asked, why are things so bad here? They always point to the U.S. sanctions. And if you
even more reason not to have sanctions.
Right. If you didn't have the sanctions, then they wouldn't be able to point to that. They'd have to cook up some other malarkey.
Yeah, and I don't know entirely all the details, but like we had a very large percentage of the world under communism, right? Like. It's a very poor argument in that if communism worked, why? And I understand communism isn't, you know, as significant today as it was, so there's fewer people to trade with theoretically. But there was at one point a good percentage of the world that was communist, and if that was the case, that why did communism fail? It clearly failed because it doesn't work, regardless of whether or not there's sanctions by Western countries.
Well, the communist advocate would likely say that it failed because they didn't do it right. So you just got to get the right communist to set up the perfect communist system, and then it won't be corrupt, and then it won't have, you know, repression issues, and it'll be a worker's paradise. But what happens with, as you were pointing out, I think during the break, what happens with the people who won't work?
Well, and that's the thing. People are under the impression that communism is like a welfare paradise. It's not. It's a workers. The idea is it's a workers' paradise. It doesn't work for the workers either. But you know, if you don't work, I believe they send you to the gulag. So you know,
and there you'll die.
Right. Exactly. Work. So Sarah, if you don't want to be imprisoned, you better find a job.
The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to comment on the situation in Cuba, there's also another story that we're going to get to here. Since we're talking about international news, Bonnie, you've got a story about something called slaughter bots, and there's been some controversy over these things. I want to find out what that means, number one, and we'll get into the story coming up here in the third hour of the Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. The number for you, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. What is a slaughter bot, and what do they want to do with them? There's more coming up. You can share your thoughts. Plus, a quote from nobody is on the way here tonight, and maybe we'll talk about the new Matrix.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.